All right, welcome to the situation update for Friday, June 24th. Mike Adams here, and as you may know by now, the Supreme Court has overturned Roe versus Wade. It is such a monumental, historic event. It's one of the biggest judicial decisions of our lives, no question about it. And what's about to be unleashed in response to this is going to be, very disruptive for America, because that's what the left wants. But let me just say right up front, praise God, right? Praise God that America as a whole will now be spared from much of the wrath of God, because America as a nation has rejected the systematic medical murder of children. Well, it maybe not. I mean, there's still vaccines targeting children. But that's another issue to be dealt with, at least on the abortion issue. As a nation, America has rejected it after, 50 years? I mean, or nearly 50? It's quite remarkable. On the other hand, the left-wing states, the blue states, the Democrat areas will become abortion sanctuaries. And they've already pre-announced that in many areas, and you're going to see that roll out. Really, frankly, over the next few days, you're going to see California and New York and all these others say, oh, yeah, if you want abortions, come here. Because they want to be the baby murder capitals of America or of the world. And so God's wrath, as it is unleashed against our current planet, and believe me, it's coming, it's going to focus on these blue states, these murder capitals that are murdering babies. Because, folks, there are cosmic repercussions for killing children and causing suffering. When you, and by the way, the Satanists know this, and almost the entire left, the political left in America today, the pro-abortion left, they're almost all universal Satanists. They work for Satan. They worship Satan. They are demons. They hate life. They hate liberty. They hate America. They hate freedom. They're always attacking free speech, always trying to take away your guns so they can mass murder you. And they worship Satan, and God knows that. And when you murder children, you send out shockwaves of dark energy, powerful cosmic energy. You know, children are like little expressions of God. And that's why the left targets children, and that's why they want children to suffer and die. Because children represent the creation of life that only God can grant. While, of course, Satan is trying to overthrow God and destroy all creations of God and all lives that are created in the image of God. So that's why the left loves abortion. It's not even about birth control. It's about celebrating in their minds the destruction of something created in the image of God. And that's why a lot of these abortion centers have Satanists, and they perform satanic rituals, you know, before they do the organ harvesting. I mean, you talk about drooling demons. You have no idea how evil these people are. I mean, well, maybe we're about to find out, because this is the other part of this little update here today. Jane's Revenge is the name of the group, the radical left-wing terrorist group that is promising now, quote, a night of rage. And they're saying, quote, you said you'd riot. I want to show you this image to my editors. Go ahead and show it. This poster called DC Call to Action, Night of Rage. The night SCOTUS overturns Roe versus Wade. Hit the streets. You said you'd riot. And then it says, to our oppressors, if abortions aren't safe, you're not either. Jane's Revenge. That's their promise, is to carry out violence against conservatives and Christians, to threaten to assassinate Supreme Court justices. These people, these radical leftists, they're going to firebomb churches and probably mass murder anybody that looks like they're associated with a church if they can find them, you know? And this is, they're doing all this so they can preserve the right to murder their own children. I mean, think about it. They'll commit violence in order to protect their right to commit violence. That's how deeply dedicated they are to violence. This is Jane's Revenge. You can probably imagine it's a bunch of crazy liberal white women behind this thing, you know, probably in their 20s, and they're enraged and they're insane. And yet they represent what California has become, or I mean, at least the liberal parts of it, or the libs of Oregon, or the libs of Washington State, or, you know, New Jersey, New York, what have you. And so they're going to go out and commit acts of terrorism like we've never seen before. And as I mentioned in my podcast just the other day, I think 2 days ago, this is going to be the trigger event that ignites the civil war in America, that also ushers in the domestic divorce between left and right. And by the way, I do not think it is a coincidence that before rendering this decision of Roe versus Wade, that the Supreme Court knew would cause leftists to take to the streets and attack innocent people, that right before this decision, the Supreme Court rendered its decision on the Second Amendment, saying that all Americans have the right to carry concealed weapons for self-defense. I think the court knew exactly what it was doing. I think they said, okay, yeah, we're going to overturn Roe, it's going to be radical left-wing violence. And by the way, the Supreme Court justices have been targeted by violence, so they know exactly what's going on. So they said, hey, we better make sure Americans have the right to defend themselves first. Boom, pro-Second Amendment decision 2 days ago. Everybody has the right to carry concealed firearms, you know, according to SCOTUS. Now, I just want to caution you, make sure you check your local laws, because not everything has changed so quickly. You know, especially if you live in New York, you're probably still going to get arrested if you carry a Glock or something. But the point is, these laws are going to get taken down, you know, the gun restriction laws, state by state by state, because of what the Supreme Court did. So the Supreme Court said, just to summarize, boom, everybody's got the right to carry guns. And then, boom, nobody has the right to murder children. At least that's not a right protected in the Constitution. How could it be? The Constitution protects the right to life and the right to due process. How could you justify murdering another human being at any age, even post-birth, pre-birth, you know, any time between conception and birth? How could you justify murdering another human being and say that that's constitutional, when the Constitution clearly says you have to have due process before depriving anybody of life or liberty? Well, that child never had due process. That child never did anything wrong. That child never committed a crime, certainly not a crime that would attract a death sentence. So think about that. You know, just a side comment, these leftists who want to murder their children so desperately, they never think to themselves that they're murdering a bunch of adults in 20 years, you know? You just fast forward 20 years and those babies are 20-somethings and they're being murdered. And for these abortionists, that's perfectly fine. Because again, they're demonic. They are infested with demons. I mean, that's not a metaphor. That's an actual, literal truth. And when you see them protesting and you see them screaming and calling for violence, it becomes rather obvious. So here's the practical takeaway from all of this. Number one, if you choose to go out and take a look at these protests, I'm not saying you should, but if you do, I want to suggest a couple of things. I want to suggest, number one, you video record everything. I'd like you to video record all the acts of violence by the left and upload your videos to Brighteon.com, where they will not be censored because we built the platform, right? So create your free account on Brighteon.com. Just go there, join. It's super easy. And then upload your videos and show the world what's happening. Now, we will be incorporating your videos over the next, I don't know, however long this lasts. It could be a long time. But we're going to be covering editorially these protests and the violence and the left firebombing churches and whatever else they're going to do. We'll be writing about that, and we will be embedding your videos into our stories, okay? So if you want to upload videos for us, you're going to be helping us document this. This is a group effort. You know, we need your help because we can't pay for journalists to go out to all the cities and, you know, monitor everything. So you can help us if you choose. I mean, I'm not putting any pressure on you, obviously. The safest thing to do is stay home, frankly. But if you choose to go out, document everything, upload the videos. And I'm sure we're going to have a lot of videos to choose from. Secondly, if you do go out and you want to be anywhere near these protests, my advice is do not be armed. Now, I know that opinions may differ on that. Some people might say, well, maybe I need to have a self-defense weapon in case these lunatics attack me. That's a very reasonable thought. That's reasonable. What I'm saying is that there's also a possibility of you being targeted for carrying a gun at this kind of event. And if there's mass arrests of any kind, you could get caught up in that and you might get charged with bringing a weapon or even participating or something. All I'm saying is just think carefully about it. I would not bring a firearm to this personally. Might bring a knife, you know, as self-defense, but that's up to you. Depends on your state laws and so on and so forth. But just be extremely careful and obviously do not provoke violence in any way. What we want to do is actually stand back and watch these left-wing, drooling, demonic lunatics commit violence and just show America who they really are. That's what we want to do. And we're going to have plenty of opportunities for this. You don't have to get involved in their violence. You don't have to provoke it. You don't have to shout back at them even. Let them demonstrate their insanity for all the world to see, because that's going to be entertaining all by itself. Now, the third thing I want to mention, if you are listening to this and you're involved in any kind of a church or a pro-life organization, like an abortion alternative type of clinic, you know, that helps women keep the baby and find adoptive parents and things like that, obviously you need to be on the alert for real violence being committed against you. Obviously, and I would suggest a couple of things. And I'm not even exaggerating, but in addition to the security cameras that you need to have, obviously, if you are prominently identified as someone, or if you are seen walking in and out of one of those clinics or a church or something, I mean, you might want to consider, and I know what you're going to say. You're going to say, you know, my armor is the armor of God, but you might also want to consider body armor here in the earthly realm, and just like a chest plate. Because some of these left-wing lunatics, I think they're going to try to shoot people. I really do. And you might want to consider some body armor during this time. And frankly, it's not a bad idea for everybody to get some body armor. Now, there's a company, here they are, hoplitearmor.com, H-O-P-L-I-T-E, hoplitearmor.com. They are not a sponsor. This is not a paid endorsement. But I know this company. The founder is Lyman Bishop. I interviewed him. You can see my interview. He did send me one free set of body armor to evaluate, and it is by far the best and lightest armor, and yet effective, but very lightweight, the best that I've ever seen. They've given a discount code to our audience. Here it is. Use the discount code Brighteon, and you'll save 10% on, I think, everything. Hoplitearmor.com. If you want to get some body armor, that's my recommended place to get it, and their armor is all made in the USA. And you can wear some of this underneath a shirt with a light jacket or something. It can be concealed. So we are living in very dangerous times, folks. And you're about to see Jane's Revenge kick into high gear. And body armor, I think, is a really great choice for anybody, you know, not just cops, but these days, pastors, you know. It's a sad day, isn't it, when to go to church, you might have to consider wearing body armor? And now let's talk about defensive weapons. And even though I say that it's probably not a good idea to bring weapons to any kind of a public protest, having weapons at your place of residence or business operations or church is an extremely important idea. And this is where I especially want to say to the churches out there, if you are pro-God, pro-Bible, pro-Christianity, you better be pro-gun, because Christians are under attack worldwide. Christians are being slaughtered in the Middle East right now, and Christians are about to be executed in America by these radical left-wing groups, Jane's Revenge. And I know you could say, well, you know, God's going to take me whenever he plans to take me. Maybe God wants you to defend yourself so that you can stay here a little longer and help bring more people to Christ while you're still alive. Have you ever thought about that? I don't think God wants you to die at the hands of Jane's revenge. I think God wants you to defend yourself. That's just my opinion. I mean, there are plenty of examples of that in the Bible. And this is just my opinion, of course, but I think every pastor, every priest, every church worker across America needs to arm up right now. You need to carry where it's legal to do so, and the Supreme Court, you know, has just made it legal everywhere. Over time, the state laws will have to come into alignment with that. But everywhere in America, if you attend a church, if you work at a church, if you're a pastor, I think you should carry. I think you should carry a firearm, a pistol, and at minimum, a spare magazine in addition to the magazine in your pistol. And I think every priest and every pastor and every church worker should go attend tactical gun training courses. I do. You should learn how to use a firearm because you are in a war. And I mean, you can deny it or you can argue against it, but I'm sorry, you're in a war. You're in a religious war. The radical left is a demonic death cult, and they are trying to murder Christians. They are trying to murder the Christian way in America. And they will use violence. They are promising to use violence in order to do that. And they're going to make good on that promise. Probably this coming weekend, you're going to see churches firebombed in America. That's going to happen. I mean, it's already begun. And I wouldn't be surprised, again, if somebody associated with a church gets shot and killed or attacked and killed or, you know, run over, whatever that these radical leftists want to do. Do they own cars? Does Jane's revenge consist of people who own cars? Or are they all commuters who take public transportation and buses and stuff? I don't know. But if they own cars, they'll probably use them to try to kill people. And these churches in America that are anti-gun, I'm sorry. If you're anti-gun, you're probably a pro-abortion church or a pro-LGBT church, which means you're anti-Christian. You know, you're a fake church. You don't even believe Christian principles. You know, if you're not pro-life, pro-God, and pro-self-defense, you know, you're not a church. You're not a real church. Some of these churches are just temples to Satan, by the way. Some of these like big mega churches and so on. They're just satanic. So they're probably going to join Jane's Revenge, you know? Jane's Revenge against the people. They'll probably welcome them because we're inclusive. We welcome Jane's Revenge terrorists at our church, you know? Probably going to hear that from some pastors. But I'm sorry, you're not Christian if that's your belief system. And another big clue on that is these so-called churches that support transgenderism, right? So they claim to be a church, but they support child mutilation. And they'll have like, you know, rainbow flags and, you know, pro-grooming type of statements, like that cop car in Columbus, Ohio said, "Love is love. Love is love." Like that's what pedophiles say. Yeah, right? So churches that are pro-pedophilia and pro-grooming and pro-transgenderism, obviously they're not Christian. But maybe they will still be firebombed by Jane's Revenge. Who knows? Because Jane's Revenge perhaps doesn't distinguish between fake churches and real Christian churches. Who knows? We'll see. Yes, by the way, if they're about to throw a Molotov cocktail at your building and you're inside it, you have every right under the laws of every state to shoot that person. At least that's my opinion. I mean, I always say check your local laws, but they're about to carry out an act of murder and violence against you, an act of terrorism and attempted murder. You absolutely have the right to shoot them in the chest, drop them. And, you might have to shoot some of their buddies too, because they might be about to do the same thing. So make sure you've got some spare mags and you're able to reload, because you're in a war. Like I said, you're in a war. And this is not the time to be weak and to say, "Oh, we're just going to pray for them while they burn down our church." No. You can pray for them after you shoot them. I mean, shoot them and then pray for them, you know? But you got to stop your church from being burned down because these are terrorists. You're in a war. Every church should have an AR-15 in the hands of somebody who is well-trained in the defense of the people in that church. If there's any leftists listening to this, they'll be like, "Oh my God, I can't believe you're saying that churches should shoot people who are trying to attack them with Molotov cocktails." Is that what you're really saying?
Yes, that's exactly what I'm saying.
that's exactly what I'm saying. Absolutely. You're being attacked with Molotov cocktails, you shoot them. That's how you convert Jane's revenge into Jane's burning corpse on the sidewalk in front of your church. And then your church doesn't get burned down. See? And hopefully you got all that on video too, because the world needs to see the war that we are in. Now, the scary thing is if you shoot them and they drop down and they die and then they come back up, you know, like reanimated zombie corpses, because that's when you know Lucifer is actually animating these people for real. And then, oh my God, what do I do now? You might have to get out the supernatural weapon systems. I don't know, like the silver crossbow bolts, the holy water cannon or something. You know, you might have to go supernatural in that. But at least you can slow them down with copper-tipped 5.56 rounds from your AR-15. And while you're, you know, begging for God to intervene and save the church, you know, keep firing and reloading and begging for God to come in and help. It's a war. You're in a war. I know I've said that many times, but I'm trying to get that point across. You're in a war, and it's a war against Christianity. It's a war against humanity. It's a war against God. And if you think things are crazy now, wait until the Supreme Court addresses the issue of gay marriage, because there's nothing in the Constitution that guarantees the right to gay marriage. There's another issue that should be sent back to the states, right? There's no constitutional right to gay marriage. So expect that to be argued at some point. And frankly, there are all kinds of other issues at play here. For example, the very existence of the ATF, you know, alcohol, tobacco, and firearms, that's completely unconstitutional. How does the ATF have any right to create its own rules to criminalize, for example, arm braces on pistols, huh? How does the ATF have that right? Well, it doesn't. The Supreme Court could strike down the entire bureaucracy of these unelected bureaucrats. They could strike down the FDA, or the, you know, the power or the legality of the FDA. They could strike down the ATF, the DEA, and on and on and on. Just dismantle the swamp from the bench, you know? I'm not saying that I'm predicting that's what's going to happen, because a lot of these justices are just, you know, they're state employees. They're paid by the federal government, right? So they do have a conflict of interest there, but it's possible. It's possible, especially in light of these vaccine crimes that are being committed against humanity. It's possible that there could be challenges to that. Or the ATF, by the way, trying to criminalize tens of millions of Americans by outlawing arm braces that everybody already owns. I mean, everybody's got an AR with an arm brace. Well, I should say most pro-gun people do have at least one of those at this point. But the bigger issue in all of this is really that, like I said, this ignites the civil war, the domestic divorce. The left is going to go full radical now. They're going to try to conquer America and destroy the Supreme Court. And they're going to try to put all the power in the hands of the executive branch by declaring martial law and trying to make old card-reading Joe Biden the dictator. He can't even ride a bike, but he's supposed to rule over America, right? And to get there, all they need is a big emergency. So, of course, they're ready to roll out all kinds of emergencies in order to usurp power and nullify the Constitution. And then maybe they'll assassinate more Supreme Court justices like they already did before. Or they'll have them arrested, you know? Seriously, I wouldn't be surprised if the left calls for the arrest of, you know, Kavanaugh and Gorsuch and Barrett and Alito and so on. And of course, Thomas. Don't forget, they're going to arrest Thomas very quickly. The left wants to, dare I say, lynch Justice Thomas, you know, because he is a black conservative. And that's the one thing that is never allowed in left-wing America. Oh, you can't have a black conservative, especially a black intelligent scholar conservative. I mean, a scholar among scholars, one of the most brilliant minds of our time. Clarence Thomas, and the way they attacked him before, they tried to destroy his credibility. Wasn't that called an electronic lynching, I think? Well, they want to lynch him for real. The left wants to do a lynching. Which only makes sense because the Democrats ran the KKK and they carried out all the lynchings before anyway. It is all Democrat run. Wow. So we need to now double down on pro-America, pro-God, pro-life, pro-Second Amendment, pro-First Amendment, pro-freedom of speech, freedom of religion. We need to make it through to the midterms and vote these lunatics out of power while they keep trying to unleash emergencies to cancel the midterms and enslave everybody. So that's the battle over the next few months. And you know, you have any idea how insane things are going to get before the midterms, by the way? You know how much a pound of ground beef is going to cost by then? I mean, I wouldn't be surprised if it's $15 a pound. I wouldn't be surprised if transportation is grossly impaired because of the problems with diesel fuel and diesel engine oil and DEF and things we've talked about. I wouldn't be surprised if the American people are outraged and uprising against Biden by the time the midterms roll around. And then Biden uses that to declare the Insurrection Act or declare national emergency, martial law, National Defense Authorization Act, whatever, and then puts troops on the streets. I would not be surprised at all if that's where we end up going. Or maybe they're just going to use radical left-wing Jane's revenge to create so much chaos that then Biden calls for troops on the streets, and then Biden suspends or calls for suspending the elections, the midterms, saying, oh, it's too dangerous to go outside. Well, it's too dangerous because of your left-wing Democrat lunatics. They're the danger. But in whatever way this goes down, they're going to try to cancel the midterms. And I think that this, what we just saw happen today with the Supreme Court overturning Roe versus Wade, I think this is the decision. This lights the fuse, okay? So get ready, folks. Get prepared. Double down on all your preparedness. You know, your food supplies, your ammo supplies, your firearms, your body armor, your video camera security system. I mean, emergency medicine, emergency backup communications, radios and sat phones, everything. Double down on all your preps, because what you're about to witness, and it's not just going to be a one weekend thing. It's not just going to be protests tomorrow and the next day and then it's over. No, these are going to be protests that go on for months. And in fact, this weekend's protest may not even be the biggest one. It'll be a couple weekends away when they can coordinate more, you know, bus loads of people to be transported in. So get ready. America is now going to become a war zone. And you may recall I did an interview with Steve Quayle last December, and it was called Battlefield America. And if you want to see that, by the way, we have a full transcript of that. That is available right now. Just go to battlefieldamerica.co. battlefieldamerica.co. I encourage you to watch that because Steve Quayle and I predicted what you're seeing now. And then, of course, if you go to audiobooks.naturalnews.com, and you'll see all my audiobooks, including Resilient Prepping, which will be very important to have those skills. And I'm going to be filming more videos soon with preparedness items and how-to, and also some folding AR-15 reviews and things like that. So we've got a lot more coming for you. Just want to tell you, in summary, you're in a war. Do not provoke violence, but be prepared to defend yourself against violence. If you're involved with the church, you're probably going to be attacked. Have gun skills. Own the firearms that you need. Have the ammo that you need. Pray for God to protect you, but also have your Glock or your AR. And get ready. The Civil War begins now. And the left is going to try to destroy America. Because they can't stand not being able to murder their babies. So they want to murder all of you now, you see. That's how that works. So it's on. It's on. I say God bless America. Thank God for this decision today, because now I feel like we have a chance that America might make it through this. Not California, not New York. I think God is going to rain down like meteors or asteroids or earthquakes or tidal waves or something, because he always seems to work through natural disasters like that. I think that the coastal cities dominated by evil Democrats are going to be wiped from the face of this earth at some point. I really do. I think big big events are coming, and God will unleash his wrath upon those who have systematically murdered innocent human children. So we are in a time that is truly biblical. So be prepared and read your Bible too. I got to keep telling myself that as well. All right. Thank you for listening. Mike Adams here, naturalnews.com, brighttown.com. Take care.